understanding the midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is crucial both for proper emunah v'Hashem, for proper yediyas Hashem, as well as for proper behavior. So we're going to try to understanding the midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is crucial both for proper emunah v'Hashem as well as proper behavior. So we're going to try, obviously, incompletely, on a certain level, obviously inadequately, but touch upon both of those aspects. The Rambam writes, you have in front of you, that mitzuvah ve'ono l'aleches v'drochem e'ilu ha'bonanim ha'benanim ve'hem ha'drochem ha'tovim v'ha'yishorim sh'nam v'alachdu v'drochem. Earlier in the parak, in parak Aleph Chazdeis, the Rambam illustrated and gave examples of what the midah ha'benanim is, and now the Rambam tells us that there's an equation, there's an identification of the drochem ha'benanim and the Dark Yakodesh Baruch Hu, and that therefore Memela, to go along that path of the Derech Avenani, is the mitzvah v'halachta b'drachav. Kach lomdu b'ferish mitzvah zu. This is what Chazal, or kach lomdu, this is what Chazal taught us in explaining the mitzvah v'halachta b'drachav. Mahu nikra chanun, afato hayeh chanun. Mahu nikra rachun, Afato haye rachum. Mahum nikra kodosh. Afato haye kodosh. That there is a glaring asymmetry in the Lashon HaRambam. We would have expected the Rambam to either say, Mahu nikra chanun, afato tikare chanun, or Mahu chanun, afato haye chanun. And the difference is clear, right? It's mahu nikra chanun, afato hayeh chanun. So what does Rambam have in mind with that, again, very glaring asymmetry? So the Rambam explains, you have it in the next source, that when the Torah describes the Kodesh Baruch Hu as Rachum, Mechanun, Erech HaPayim. V'hinyan, hine, eino shehu bal midos. It doesn't mean that a Kodesh Baruch Hu has different qualities, that a Kodesh Baruch Hu has different attributes. Eino shehu bal midos. Rather, what it means is, avol poel peulos, Domos le peulos habaos meitanu mimidos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts in a way that if a person were to act that way, we would attribute it to the midah of Rachmanis. We would attribute it to the midah of Chanina. A person does have attributes. A person does have different qualities. So speaking anthropomorphically, so the Torah describes the Kodesh Baruch Hu as Rachum and Chanun. But what it really means is that when we look at HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hanhoga, so then we see actions which were a person to be the source of those actions would bespeak the fact that the person had the Midah of Rachmanus, the midah of Chanina, the midah of Erech HaPayim. Ha'inyan hine eino shehu bal midos, avol poel peulos, domos le peulos habaos meitanu mimidos. Ritzoni loma mitrunos nafshios. Lo shehu yis'ale bal tchunos nafshios. And then the Rambam gives examples. V'hamoshol bo. If you see, it's around line 7 or so. V'hamoshol bo, an example, for instance. Ki kishahuska dakus hanhogoso בהוויאס ובוי בעלי חיים. והמציא כוחוס בו, ובמי שיגדלהו אחר לידוסו, שימנעו מן המורבס ומן האבדון, וישמרו מכל הזק ויועילו שימושיו ההכריים, וכיוצא בפולה הזוס ממנו, לא טובו אלא אחר, היפועלוס והמויאס אחרמם, והוא עניין הרחמונוס. נאמר אלוהים יישא לרחם, כמו שאומר כרחם הרבונו. So when we look into the Bria, and we see how HaKadosh Baruch Hu provided for newborns. The baby comes out, whether it's a baby of Balei Chayim, whether it's a human baby, so the baby instinctively knows how to nurse. It's a pellet. The baby's a newcomer, right? The baby's a newcomer, and instinctively, the baby knows how to nurse. HaKadosh Baruch Hu implanted within the mother, within the parents, an instinct that they're instinctively, tremendously devoted to the child, to the offspring. So we see how HaKadosh Baruch Hu designed a system where he takes care. Down to every last detail is planned and executed, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu ensures the survival, the thriving, the flourishing of the neonate, of the baby. If a person were to engage in that, so it would come, it would issue forth from the person's midah of rachmanus. So in that sense, right, when we look at HaKadosh Baruch Hu's actions, so then speaking anthropomorphically, so we describe HaKadosh Baruch Hu as rachman. Why this insistence that really we're describing actions of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and not attributing qualities to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a person is not echad in any real ultimate or absolute sense. So a person can have many different qualities. A person can be halavai that we all would be, a rachum and a machanun and an arach apayim and the baal chesed. A person can have many different qualities. Doesn't that imply some multiplicity in the person? Yeah, of course it does. But we're not echad in any real sense of the word. Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is echad in the most simple, in the sense of basic, fundamental, and absolute sense possible. To attribute Toharim insinuates riboy. It insinuates multiplicity. And that's what the Rambam says, that we need to understand that when the Torah describes HaKadosh Baruch Hu, again, as Rachum V'Chanun, really those are just descriptions of what we observe in his actions, in his hanhoga of the Bria. But it's not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has Toharim, has different qualities, different attributes, because that is absolutely not the case. A little bit of a moshel, l'saber sa'oz, and obviously in this context, by definition, you can't really have a real moshel, you can't have an adequate moshel, but a little bit of moshel is as follows. Let's say you observe parents parenting a child, and at times, so you see them giving a lot of positive reinforcement and showering the child very overtly with love. And at other times, you see them disciplining the child, and the ahava is more of an ahava nisteres than it is an ahava gluya. So it's not necessarily the case that parents are being inconsistent, that they're schizophrenic. No, when the child behaves well, so then the parents give positive reinforcement for what the child's doing. But if the child is misbehaving, so then they need to communicate a different message to the child. So the parents are being totally consistent, even the same, the child obviously experiences it very differently. He experiences one as a midas harachamim, and he experiences the other as a midas hadin, as though the parents have shifted in terms of their modality, in terms of how they're relating to him. In reality, it's the same. It's the same love and concern and devotion to guiding the child along the right path. So again, with the obvious limitations and inadequacy of any mashal in this context, so we experience different midos in terms of how we process what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does in the world. But that's just in terms of our experience of it. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself is Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, again, in the most basic, fundamental, and absolute sense. And that's why the Rambam is taking such great pains to explain to us that we're not saying that when we speak of a person, so a person is taka alavai, is taka arachim, is taka achanam. But with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're describing his actions. L'chore, that's part of what the Gemara in Brachos has in mind. There's more to it than this, but part of what the Gemara in Brachos has in mind, you have in front of you, Ahuda Nachas Kameh de Rabbi Chanina. Omar, so he was the Shleach Tzibur. So he was Yorid Lefnei HaTeva, right? The same idiom that we have in Lashon HaKodesh. He was Yorid Lefnei HaTeva. Omar HaKela Godol HaGibor V'hanorah V'ho'adir V'ho'ozuz V'hayori HaFozik V'ho'amitz V'havaber V'hanichvod Himtem V'hadusiyim Kisiyim Omar Le'siyam Tinu L'kulei Shvachi D'morach. Have you finished? Have you exhausted all the praises of your master? Lama V'kulei Hai Anan Hanitfas Darminan. Even HaGodol HaGibor V'hanorah, the three words that we do say, Ilav da minu Moshe benu Baraisa, v'osu anshei haknesses ha'golim teknenu betrila, lo havinin yecholim l'meim alohu. If Moshe Rabbeinu hadn't, in the Torah, spoken of HaKadosh Baruch Hu this way, and the anshei haknesses ha'golim hadn't ordained that we do so in Tfila, so we wouldn't have on our own been able to do that. Ba'ad amis kulehai ba'azlas. So the question is, why was this anonymous Shleach Tzibur, why was he so remiss, let's say, in the book of Yotzei Me'oros? Polo Gevuros, Osech Hadoshos, Baal Mochomos, Zorea Tzedokos, Matzmiach Yeshuos, Borei Refuos, Norosilos, Adona Niflos, and Mechadish Betuvo. There's a whole long list of Shvachim that we say. So what was off the mark? What was objectionable about this Shliach Tzibur's improvisation than as opposed to the Madbeya HaTfil that we have? So clearly, the difference is that in that example, from the Baruch of Yotzei Me'oros, we're describing Kodesh Baruch Hu's actions. And he was using the adjectives to, again, impute. He was describing HaKadosh Baruch Hu as he was. So again, that is fraught because it can be misunderstood. And in context of tefillah, we need, it's also a question that we're not going into, but we need this double precedent of Aminu Moshe Rabbeinu b'tefillah, Aminu Moshe Rabbeinu, b'Torah, and Tikninhu, the Anshei Knesses HaGdolah, b'tefillah. The Malbim comments on the pasuk of Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. He says the taych is as follows: the Shem Yudkei Vavkei represents Midas Harachamim. The Shem Elokim Elokeinu represents Midas Adin. So again, on the human level, so we experience those as being very different and very, very distinct. But Hashem Elokeinu, we recognize that ultimately it's not that there's difference, it's not that there's multiplicity, it's Hashem Echad. Coming back to our original question, so when the Rambam writes, Mahu nikra chanon af ata hayeh chanon, Mahu nikra rachum af ata hayeh rachum. So now we understand what the Rambam was very, very carefully and precisely conveying, that it's not that Mahu chanon. By HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu again is Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad in the most basic, fundamental, absolute sense. Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad in the most basic, fundamental, absolute sense. He's Nikra Chanun, he's Nikra Rachum. We, again, in terms of how we observe and are able to understand his actions, so we see, again, what on the human level would be associated with different midos, but it's mahu nikra rachum, it's mahu nikra chanun, but afata, but with people, it's taka, we do have different qualities. People are multifaceted and multidimensional. We're not echad in any true sense. But the there's more of an omek here. And that is, so we know that the Rishonim, the Rambam amongst them, but by no means the only one, tell us that Dibra Torah, they transpose a phrase that the Chazal used in a different context. That they transpose a phrase Chazal used in a different context of Divrei Torah Kelshon Bnei Adam. That the Torah speaks anthropomorphically. The Torah doesn't always speak in the most intentionally, doesn't speak in the most sort of call it the theologically or philosophically precise way, but Divrei Torah Kelshon Bnei Adam. But there's always a reason for Dibra Torah Kelshon Bnei Adam, right? It's obviously it's only when there's a benefit to Dibra Torah Kelshon Bnei Adam. So, for instance, when one of the examples that if you take a look, on the bottom of page 2 in Halacha Yud Beis from Perek Aleph of the Sadei Torah. So the Rambam writes, "Hol v'hadov kenhu." The Rambam explained earlier in the parak that since HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not physical, he's incorporeal, so everything which is a function of physicality can't and doesn't apply to him either. V'hol v'hadov v'keinhu, kol hadvarim halalu v'chayotze bohen, sheneru v'atorah, u'bedive ha'neviyim ha'kol moshal v'melitzahem. K'mo sheneru yoshev ha'shamayim yitzhak. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not sitting in Shemayim and holding his sides as he's laughing uproariously, right? Yosef Hashemayim Yisrael, that's not what's happening. Ki asuni behavleihem, because Baruch Hu is not being angered. Kashisas Hashem b'chayotze b'hen, al hakol amu chachamim, dibratar kol sham b'nei adam. But we understand, let's say for instance, and when we have the pasuk in the second parasha of Shmiya, Kriya Shema, V'chara Af Hashem Bochem, so again, that's an example of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's anger will flare against you because of Avodah Zarah. So that's an example of Dibra Torah Kelshon Bnei Adam. But we understand what's accomplished, right? That expression, because the imagery is so vivid, it makes an impression upon us that if the Torah were to say, you know, Avodah Zarah elicits a midas adin and a strong midas adin, it doesn't. V'chor af Hashem b'chem, a person sitters, a person begins to shake, which is exactly the reaction we're supposed to have. So we're supposed to have that reaction is supposed to be evoked, and that's why Dibra Torah Kelshon Bnei Adam. And then, but we're also supposed to recognize that again, that it's an anthropomorphic description, not intended to be taken literally. So there's always a reason for why the Torah speaks Kelshon Bnei Adam. There's something gained by the Dibra Torah Kelshon Bnei Adam. So why didn't the Torah say Hayos HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have doesn't have Torah, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have attributes. He doesn't have midos, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem HaKan, Hashem Echad. So why not say Hashem Hashem Merachem and Chonein and Ma'arich HaPayim? Why not say it as a verb that describes actions? So Yitachen, that's also Bechlal, what the Rambam is saying, is that the Mahu Nikra Chanun Afa Tohaye Chanun. So if you take a look in Halacha Zayin, again, the first source that you have on page 1 of Rosai, the Ketzad Yargel Odom Atzma Vadeus Elo Achi Yikavildo. How does a person train himself? How does a person habituate himself with these character traits, dispositions, until he internalizes them? Yasa Vishna Vishalesh. So the Rambam says that the constant reinforcement is how a person internalizes a character trait. Ramchal has later the same idea, that maybe initially a person sort of has to push himself to do something. But if a person pushes himself to do something, but he does it time and time again, so then that way he trains himself, and then it becomes second nature. It becomes something which he internalizes. But it's clear from the Rambam that the mitzvah of Alachta Bedracha is that the person should internalize these deos. Right? That the mitzvah, it's clear from the Rambam's question that that's what the mitzvah demands. Right? That the mitzvah is not only regulating how we behave, but it's how a person molds his character. So mahu nikra chanun, right? The Torah resorted kilshon to lashon bnei adam. Mahu nikra chanun, the Torah resorted to lashon bnei adam. Why? To tell us afata hayerachum. By describing HaKadosh Baruch Hu in these terms, by describing HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Rachum, that impresses upon us that that's our mitzvah. That's our mitzvah is not only to externally act in a way with Rachmanis, but to be a Rachman, but to be a Rachman. And that's why the Torah, that's the significance of the fact that the Torah resorted to the Lashon B'nai Adam. Okay, so in terms of proper emunah, so we're supposed to understand again that it's not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has midos, HaKadosh Hashem Elokein, Hashem Echad, again, in the most basic, fundamental, absolute sense, he acts in a way that if we were to observe such actions issuing from people, we would say, oh, he's a Rachman, he's a Chanun. And the Torah describes HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's Nikra Rachum in that way to teach us that that's what the mitzvah demands of us, that Afatah Heyei Rachum. Okay, we'll sort of skip over part of the sources you have and fast forward to the centrality of Midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in terms of behavior, in terms of our behavior. And maybe let's try to approach it from the following. You have on page 3 here, the Rambam in Perek Beis, Hilchos Tshuva. Midarkei Tshuva, says the Rambam. So tshuva is a process and therefore a lifestyle. It's not just a moment, but it's a process and therefore a lifestyle. Midarkei hatshuva lios hashav tzoek tamed lifnei Hashem bivchiyuv sachanunim. He's constantly crying out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, beseeching HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Osa tztoka kifikocho. He distances himself greatly from whatever the chait consisted of. Umashana shmo, kolma ani acher ve'eni also ha'ish שעשה אוסן המייסם, ומשמה מעשב כולם לטובה ולדרך ישר. So this is the, as the Nosei Kael Mavam point out, this is the Rambam quoting and presenting the Gemara Rosh Hashanah of Dalet Dvarim Mekarim Gzadino Shel Adam. That Tzedakah, Tzedakah, Shinei Hashem, and Shinei Meisa. So the Rambam says that Shinei Meisa means Mishana Masav Kulam Latova. Wow, so that's a tall order. So he sort of just drops that and then just leaves us with that. So how exactly Mishana Masav Kulam Latova is, again, that's a very tall order. Okay, so maybe, you know, what else is the Rambam supposed to say? We all have to sort of personalize that in the context of our lives, what Mishana Masav Kulam Latova means. That maybe it's just not nitam. You can't really elaborate on it. It has to be individualized. It has to be personalized. But while that is true, yitachen, that the Pshat the Rambam is as follows. If you go back again to the first halacha, with the end of halacha hey, and again it's the line that you have here of the sources on page one, umetzuvim ona lalechas bedrachim ha'ela habenanim, v'hem hadrachim hatovim v'hayishar. So the Rambam, listen to this Rambam says, it's the Rambam and the Flaim. The Rambam describes the Mida Beinanis as being the Derech Hatov VaYosha. That's how he characterizes and defines the Malach de Bedrachov, is that these are the Drachim which are Tovim and Yeshar. And that with that in mind, and again, the Rambam expected us to learn Mishnah Torah Kesedah. So when we're learning Hilchos Tshuva, we've learned Hilchos Deis. When the Rambam says Umeshana Maisav Kulam LeTova UleDerech Yishara, so what the Rambam is saying is that the mitzvah B'Halachta B'Drachov touches LeLo Guzma on every area and every facet of a person's life. So for instance, if you look at the next source here on page 3, and underneath the Rambam and Hilchos Tshuva, the Rambam gives examples. Haderach ha-yashar hi midah beinanis shebechol deya v'deya mikol ha-deya sheyesh al adam. V'hi ha-deya sheyrachol kemishtei aktsam esvichut shavah, it's equidistant from the two extremes, v'ein ha-kor v'lo l'zo v'lo l'zo. Lefichach tzivu chachamim harishanim she'odam shom de'osav tamid. Clearly, the Rambam wants the word tamid highlighted here, that it requires a constant focus, that a person is always assessing, self-assessing his character traits, his dispositions. U'mesha'er osam, he's calibrating them. U'mechavin osam, he's directing them. B'derech ha'mitzvos. Ketzad. Lo yehi bal chema noach lichos, lo kemesh eno margish. He shouldn't be so excitable that he's easily angered. He shouldn't be apathetic. Ela benini. B'chein, skipping to the end of the line, lo yisave ela l'dvam shaguf tzorv lehen, vi efsha lihios, or lichios, b'zulasan, ki inyum shenem at tzadik ochal l'sov anafsha. So a person obviously shouldn't have any hedonistic impulse, but on the other hand, he shouldn't have an ascetic impulse that interferes. He needs to eat enough to be nourished, to be able to function at maximum capacity. He shouldn't be lobot acha hamamon. He shouldn't be obsessed with obtaining wealth. Meidach gisa, he's not supposed to be so disinterested in money that he can't live a proper, dignified life. V'lo yikpot yada b'yoser, he shouldn't be too stingy. V'lo yifazer mamono, he shouldn't give away everything. Ela nosen tzedakah kefi misas yada, but he should give tzedakah according to his means. V'lo yehe maholal v'sofek v'lo otzei v'onein, he shouldn't be lightheaded and frivolous. He shouldn't be sad, depressed, elasameach kol yomav, but he should be besimcha, benachas, b'seve yom, b'seve panim yachas, b'chein sh'or de'elso. So if a person really implements this midah beinonis, where he blends the two extremes, it touches on, there's no area or aspect of a person's life that it doesn't touch upon. So, kum dois, when the Rambam says, Mashan and Masav kulam latova, ladach yishar, so we said, you know, here the Rambam, he gives a tall order without any gut. No, the Rambam is telling us how a person can have one focus, and through that single focus, can be Mashan and Masav kulam latova. He can uplift and upgrade everything that he does. Mashana Masav Kulam Latova. If a person is conscious of being Mekayah in the mitzvah of the Halacha B'Drachah, so it literally, the Lo Guzma, right? Without a scintilla of exaggeration, it literally transforms everything he does. It's Mashana Masav Kulam Latova. The Rambam describes that my father's father once commented that the Rambam doesn't quote the Gemara in Yuma about how Avraham Avinu was Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula. He doesn't quote it. But what the Rambam does tell us is the following, that when Avraham Avinu discovered HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's the last source you have here on page 3, Avraham Avinu was engaged in this relentless search for truth, and ultimately, hisig derech ha'emes v'heven kav ha'tzedek mitunaso ha'nachona. So what does the Rambam mean that Avraham Avinu discerned heven kav ha'tzedek? What does that mean? And the Rambam later in the same halacha in Perek Aleph of Avodah Zarah, when he talks about the masorah from Avraham Avinu to Yitzchak to Yaakov, so the Yaakov Avinu limeid bonav kulam v'hivda levi uminohu rosh v'hu shiva v'yeshiva v'lameid derech Hashem v'lishmo mitzvah avon. The mitzvah avon v'hei hayidiyo. So that was part of Avraham Avinu's discovery of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's clear, if you go back again to the very first source from Hilchos Deos, Perek Aleph Halacha Zayin, the Rambam says, Hashem osa'elu nikru ben ha-yotze v'hem ha-derech ha-beninis sh'onu chayom ha-lachizva nikreis ulefi, nikreis derech zo derech Hashem v'hi sh'limed Avraham Avinu levana. This is the mitzvah Avraham Avinu, was the mitzvah of ha-lachta b'drachav sh'nama ki yadayte v'amana sh'yitzave ezvana v'ezbev so afra v'shamu derech Hashem. So this was how Avraham Avinu, again, his discovery of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it transformed his entire life. How did it transform his entire life? Through the mitzvah of halachta b'drachah. So we, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, blessed us with other mitzvahs that help train our dayas and help guide us and mold us. But the centrality, if the center of gravity of a person's life is that he's conscious of looking to fulfill and implement, to always calibrate that what he's doing is the derech hatovah v'yisharah. So the mitzvah v'alachta b'drachah has the potential to be meshan and ma'isav kulam l'tovah.